Shusmaino Rav Shlita. Thank you, Howard. Mazel tov, Joey. I apologize for the delay of 1 week of this year. As you say, I was away, although I wasn't quite sure till the last minute whether I was really going. But just on the safe side, I told you, and we arranged to push it off by 1 week. I hadn't even told the family yet. But then a phone call came from Switzerland saying, oh, I understand Eli's going over to New York for the Simcha. How do you know? Oh, I saw it on the North Hendon website. And then my niece in America phones my brother and says, is it true that Uncle Eli's coming? She says, I don't know. He says, but I saw it on the North Hendon website. So your influence goes far and wide. Well, the experience of the question of living in Israel, and today we're not going to be talking any politics whatsoever. The experience is that when you come to Israel and Israelis say to you, Nu, why don't you come and stay here? Why don't you come and live here? And you start making excuses. Well, you know, I work in England. They say, what, there's no work in Israel? Ein avoda baretz. Say, well, I'm learning in England. Ein yeshiva baretz. So you say, well, I've got family in England. They say, well, tavi otam, bring them along. And they are indeed very persuasive. And they are talking to us about the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel. So there is some confusion about, do we have to drop everything and say, right, we're going now to live in the land of Israel? Or do we say, no, most of the Jews in the world live outside Israel. Why do I have to suddenly go to the land of Israel? One newspaper writer this week claimed that there is a fundamental duty on earth to make aliyah. Is that so? Well, we're going to have a look at the sources. And then we'll leave it for you to walk off with knowing what those sources are and to decide for yourself. We will start with a Gemara. A Gemara which you have in front of you. Gemara in Kesuva, Staf Kuf Yud Omud Beis. And if we look at that Gemara, where you've got the third wide line. Because strangely, the din of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael comes from the Hilchos Ishus, laws of marriages. Third wide line, Tomi Rabbonon. Sorry, second wide line. Hu Omer Alos. He, the husband, says, I want to make Aliyah, to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Omer is Shlo Lalos. She says, no, I've got my friends here, I'm staying. Kofetot Lalos. We force her to go along with her husband to make Aliyah. Vim lav, and if she does not, nevertheless come with, Teitse Velo Kesuva. He may divorce her and she would not receive her Kesuva rights of financial payments. Conversely, he omeres, if she says, Lalos, I want to make Aliyah, Lu omer, and he says, Shalom Lalos, I don't want to go, Kofinos Lalos, we force him to go as well. V'im lav, and if not, and she forces a divorce, Yotzi v'yitei kesuva. She can ask for her kesuva rights, if in the event of a divorce, for such a reason. Hiya meres lot seis. If she says, I want to leave Israel, v'ru omer shalom lot seis, he says, I don't want to go, Kofinos shalom lot seis, we can force her to say, you are not leaving. In love, take table of kesuva, and in the same way, she would not get her rights in the event of divorce. And who Omer Lot says, if he says, I want to go and leave Eretz Yisrael, the Omer is Shalom Lot says. And she says, I do not want to leave, Kofin Oso, we force him, Shalom Lot says, not to go. In love, Yotzi, the Yitain kesuva, and she gets her kesuva rights. Now, there are many Gemaras which are not halacha, but this Gemara is brought down in the Rambam, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch to halacha. You can actually see in the little letters by the reference, a little ches, it takes you to the references and it's brought down to halacha psuka, and the Shulchan Aruch was written for nowadays. So there is no question from this Gemara that the mitzvah exists nowadays. If, while we're on this page, we look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the right hand side of the page, Hu Omer Lalos, Eino Noeg Bizman Hazeh. So Tosfos there writes, this is not Noeg, this is not the practice nowadays. De'ikas Akonos Durachim, because there is danger to travel. To travel to Eretz Yisrael is a very hard and difficult and dangerous experience. Where are you over? From Europe.
All over.
Rabbeinu Chaim, and Rabbeinu Chaim said, "De'achshav, nowadays, ain't a mitzvah to do Eretz Yisrael. There is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvahs hasluris baretz. There are mitzvahs hasluris baretz like truma and maisa and shemitah. The kama onshin, and there are punishments if you don't conform to those. De'ain oni yicholim yizay bohem lamed aleihem. We are not able necessarily to be careful with them." To stand by them. What does that mean? He's saying, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you've got a chiyuv of keeping, for example, Shemitah, and for financial hardship you won't be able to keep Shemitah, then you'll be punished for doing so. You won't be able to cope with it. So he says, you don't have a chiyuv of going. That's the view of Rabbeinu Chaim. We'll come back to that in a moment. Let's go back first to the Gemara, further down the page. Before we leave it, on the seventh last line of the page. In the middle of the line, you've got a Tov Reish, Tonu Rabbonon. Tonu Rabbonon, the Olam Yidah on Eretz Yisrael. The person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu Be'ir Sherova Ovdei Kuchovim. Even if it means living in a town where most people are idolaters. Ve'al Yidah B'chutzlaretz. And one may not live in Chutzlaretz. Afilu Be'ir Sherova Yisrael, even in a town where most people are Jewish. Shekol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, because everybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, is compared to somebody who regards himself as having HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a God. V'chol hadar v'chutz l'aretz. And anybody who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, is compared to somebody who has no God. Why? Because it says, Shenemah, Loseis lochem es Eretz Kanaan. Hashem says, I give to you Eretz Kanaan, l'stem elokim, in order to be to you Hashem. Which means that if you do not accept Eretz Kanaan, then you're behaving as though Hashem is not your Elohim. To be your proper Elohim, that means you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban writes in Acharei Mos, where it talks about the Aroyos, Vasit Moha Oretz, he asks the question, what does it mean? Vasit Moha Oretz, if you don't keep to the Aroyos, the Aroyos are not a mitzvah which is dependent on Eretz Yisrael, like Truma or Shemitah. What has the Aroyos got to do with Eretz Yisrael? So he says every single mitzvah is kept properly only where? In Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it says, L'Saiz Lachem, it's Eretz Kanan, L'Yos Lachem Elokim. Because by you creating a situation where you regard Hashem as your God, you have to live in Eretz Kanan because there is that conditional gift of Eretz Yisrael for that. So that is brought down to the Shulchan Aruch at Simon Ayin Hay. In addition, there is another halakha in the Shulchan Aruch, and remember, the Shulchan Aruch is written for nowadays. In Aruch Ayin, Simon Shin Vav. Well, I was going to come back to this, Rabbeinu Chaim, but the Maharit, who is quoted by the Pischei Teshuva in Siman Ayin Hey, Aben Ezer, says that this Tosfos was wrongly recorded by a Talmud of this Rabbeinu Chaim and is erroneous. Now, it could be a very daring thing to say that a Tosfos is erroneous, but the Shalos Tshuvos of Maharit, the Pischei Teshuva, are very interesting and reliable sources. But we will come back to it because we will discover that there is a little bit of a machlokus between the Rishonim, and that is one of them. Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Vav is dealing with Hilchas Shabbos, and it says Shabbos also liknos bayis b'Eretz Yisrael. You are allowed to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael min ha'eino Yehudi from a non-Jew b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Although buying and selling is not allowed on Shabbos, nevertheless, when it comes to buying a home in Eretz Yisrael, you can buy it on Shabbos. The Poskim discover doesn't mean you can sign a contract. No. You can't sign. You can't actually write on Shabbos. But you can negotiate the sale. You can discuss it, and you can do a handshake. Mazel and bracha. And says the Ramah there, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gozru. Because of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, Chazal did not extend their rule about negotiating on business matters. Mitzvah chefzecha v'daber dovah. So there again, in Halacha L'Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch is written for nowadays, we find a clear-cut halacha confirming that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, nowadays. So what is exactly the machlokes between the Rishonim? The one who shows most of all this mitzvah is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Taryag Mitzvahs, lists it as one of the 613 mitzvahs. And he brings it down from Bamidbar Lamed Gimel Nun Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Varashtem es ha'aretz vishavtem bo. So there's a mitzvah to conquer the land, number one, and there is also a mitzvah to live in the land, number two. However, the Rambam, Maimonides, does not list the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel as one of the 613 mitzvahs. And that is the biggest burning question as to why does he miss it out? Particularly in view of the fact that in at least three different places in his Mishnah Torah he talks about the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel. Number one.
When he used to sign a letter, at the bottom of his letter he said, I'm Moshe Ben Maimon, there's over 70 essays because I'm living in Mitzrayim.
Okay, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, and there's a question whether one can live in Mitzrayim. Okay.
How do you reconcile the fact that...
Right, well, all I can do is just quote by what's written. And there are, in fact, three different places, I can tell you, from the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam stresses this mitzvah. Number one, he writes in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Tes, the din that we've just learnt from the Gemara and Kesuvos, about the husband and the wife, where one wants to go on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and the other one doesn't. And he confirms that as Halacha. Halacha Bizman Hazeh. Secondly, in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Beis, he says, La'olam yidzar odom be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu be'ir sherova akum. This is also taken from our Gemara Kesuvos. Even in a town where most people are goyim or ovdei kechovim, va'al yidzar b'chutzal aretz. Even in a place where over Yisrael, shekai yotzei l'chutzal aretz kilu oved avodah zarah. Somebody who leaves Eretz Yisrael, he says, is like worshipping idolatry. That's Hilchos Melachim. And then in Hilchos Avodim, he writes, in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, that an Eved, a slave, who says that he wants to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, can you believe it? A slave says to his master, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We force his master to say, right, go on Aliyah and take your servant with you. Such are the rights of the servants in Jewish law. And this is brought in the Rambam there. And if he does not comply, he should sell his servant to somebody else who does go to Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, Rotzo Odom Lotzeis to Chutz Laretz. And if his master wants to go to Chutz Laretz, Eino Yochel Hotzio, he cannot force his slave to come with him. V'din Zet L'chol Zaman, says the Rambam there in Hilchos Avodim, and this din applies for all times. It's not just when the Beis HaMikdosh is standing or whatever it is. Afilu bizman hazeh, he confirms even nowadays, she'oretz biyadakum. Nowadays he says when the land of Israel is in the hands of non-Jewish people. So the Rambam can't be more clear-cut than that. So the question is, why doesn't the Rambam list it as one of the 613 mitzvahs? Not only does the Rambam list it as a mitzvah, so does the Sefer Edim in his first Perek Os Tesvov, so does the Maharit in Yeradel Perek Beis, in Chelek Beis in Siman Kaf Ches, so does the Tashbat in Chelek Gimel in Perek Reish Pei Ches. Minchas Chinuch says the same thing at the end of his Sefer, and the Trumas Hadeshen discusses it, although he's a bit more on the negative side in Pei Ches. There is also the fact that the Megillas Esther, not the Megillah, but a Perush on the Rambam, speaks in a very different way completely. What does the Megillas Esther say? This is, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the HaShemotos at the end where the Rambam lists the mitzvahs, there is a parish there called Megillas Esther, Rav Yitzchok Devion. And he says nearly, the reason Ma'ashelo Mono Harav, the reason why the Rambam does not list living in Israel as one of the 613 mitzvahs, he says, the Fisha mitzvah, Yerushalayim, Mishimosa, Lo Nege, Rak Bimei, Moshe, Yeshua, V'Dovid. He says the mitzvah is only at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua and David HaMelech. V'chol Zaman Shalot Golu Me'atzom. As long as we have not yet been driven out from our land. Aval Achash She'golu Me'al Admosom. But since the Golos of the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Ein mitzvah zu noheges l'daros. The mitzvah does not apply for generations ad eis bar mahamashiach, until the Mashiach comes b'mehar yomeinu. So there is nowadays, he says, no mitzvah. So says the Megillas Esther, and he explains this as why the Rambam misses out in his 613 list. So the kasha is, but we quoted three places from the Rambam where he shows that it is a mitzvah nowadays. So it's difficult to understand the Megillas Esther.
There's a difference between a mitzvah and one of the 613 mitzvahs.
Right, well,
there are mitzvahs which are not part of the 613.
That's correct. There are a number of acharonim, most acharonim hold that the Megillas Esther is not agreed with. Most hold that it is a mitzvah according to the Rambam, as well as the Rambam. The Steichemed in his Marech Eseitz Yisrael quotes the Knesset Abdola and the Radvaz, and he says the reason why, according to him, the Rambam misses it out is because maybe according to the Rambam it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon nowadays, and not a mitzvah d'oraisa, because there was an original conquest, and nowadays, because we're in Golus, there is still a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So he says, and a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you have to treat her seriously as a mitzvah d'oraisa. We don't say it's any less important. The Avnei Nezer, known as the Reb Avraham of Sokotchover, the Sokotchover, who wrote 100 years ago, he writes a very long teshuva in Yeredeya, Chelek Beis, Siman Tov Nun Dalet. And he asks the question, he says it's quite clear from both the Rambam and the Ramban that there is a mitzvah nowadays to settle in the land of Israel. And if that is indeed the case, why is it that so many Hasidish Rebbes have not yet gone to Eretz Yisrael? Surely, if there is a clear-cut mitzvah, everybody should be going. He writes a very long tshuva on this. I'm sorry? A misnagdish
Rebbe. You know, isn't there another Gemara that says that you shouldn't rebuild Eretz Yisrael? That Shaliyah
Rebbe. Right, I wasn't intending to deal with that today. That the Sutler Rebbe in his Sefer talks about Shavuos, that we wouldn't take over Eretz Yisrael by force, and he paskens that there is no mitzvah nowadays. There isn't enough time to deal with all that. But those who don't see eye to eye with that view will say that it's called a shavua, it's not called a halacha. Number two, there were such things as the Balfour Declaration and the United Nations resolutions which demonstrate that we have not taken it by force, and so on and so forth. Because of our time constraints, I'm dealing primarily with the mitzvah of Yishuv, but that's how that issue is dealt with by quite a number of poskim. So the Avnei Nezer says it's clear according to the Rambam that it is min haTorah, and he says also that if the Rambam misses out one of the mitzvahs that you've just said, that's not necessarily means it's not a mitzvah. There might be technical reasons why the Rambam misses out one of the mitzvah in his list. For example, when the Rambam finds a form of duplication or a number of mitzvahs are similar, he only lists one of them, not lists all of them. So there's a mitzvah of hacharein tacharimein, he says, of destroying the nations, and that is the lead up to conquering the land of Israel and living in it. And so therefore it's not necessary to list living in Israel as a separate mitzvah. So he says, for example, the Rambam includes the Kabbonos as mitzvahs, and we don't keep the Kabbonos nowadays, we're not able to. So it's not possible to say that, oh, it's a mitzvah which was then and it was a temporary mitzvah and therefore he doesn't list it, because the Karbonos are not continuous throughout the generations. And therefore, why list those as mitzvahs? They are. Avnei Nezer says, the Gilas Esther could not have possibly seen the Sifri, and the Sifri goes back a very long time. What does the Sifri say? In Parshas Re'eh, it talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh, Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yonason, and they went up to the border of Eretz Yisrael with Chutz Laretz, and when they came to the border and they were just leaving Eretz Yisrael for whatever the reason, they started crying that they were leaving the Kedusha and holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and they tore their clothes because they were outside Eretz Yisrael's borders. And they recited the Pasuk Nirishtav Yoshav Tobo, and they said, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shekula Kechol HaMitzvah Shabbatorah, that the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel is equated with all the other mitzvahs together of the Torah, just like they say with Talmud Torah is Shekula Neged Kol HaMitzvahs. There are other mitzvahs as well where it says this, but it also says it by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer says the Megillah says they could not possibly have seen the Sifri. So even if we say there is no mitzvah nowadays, you can't say it's a rabbinical law, says the Avnei Nezer. You can't say it's a rabbinical law, because if nowadays mitzvah of living in the land of Israel is rabbinical, then they wouldn't have possibly said that living next to Israel is shekula kol mitzvah. So if it's equal to all the other mitzvahs, it must be a din d'oraisa. It must be a din min haTorah. The Avnei Nezer then quotes this Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. He doesn't say as much as the Piskei Tshuva says to say that it was written erroneously, this Tosfos we've just discovered. But he says there's no hardship nowadays. He wrote 100 years ago, 90 years ago. He says there's no hardship in travelling nowadays to Eretz Yisrael. And that was before we had air travel. And therefore he said it's not correct to say there is no mitzvah. What if a person says, I've got no parnosa in Eretz Yisrael? That's based, in fact, on a Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph. The person can say, look, I've got no parnosa, therefore I'm outside Eretz Yisrael. This is, in fact, quoted by Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuvas Alef Chos Shlomo, Ebn Ezer Kuf Yud Ches, and the Steichem is in Mareches Eretz Yisrael Siftes. And there is the Hetzah in Gemara Vod Zorah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to marry or to learn Torah. But the typical Israeli will say to you, well, there are no girls to marry in Eretz Yisrael. There are no places to learn in Eretz Yisrael. He says the Avnei Nezer, the whole idea surrounding the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is that you attain a greater kedusha, and you attain a greater closeness, a dveikus takarash baruch hu. There is a closer personal relationship you have with your Creator. And so the rebbes who did not go to Eretz Yisrael, who had no income there, or they would have needed to have been supported by money and assistance outside Eretz Yisrael, then that wouldn't have been good enough, and therefore, in order to keep mitzvah properly, one needs to be able to support oneself there. That's the Avnei Nezer. Then the Avnei Nezer says that he perceives the mitzvah of living Eretz Yisrael similar to the mitzvah of tzitzis. How does he the idea of tzitzis? That really, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. But let's say you're not going to wear a four-cornered garment. Now, we all in practice do, but do we have a chiyuv to wear a four-cornered garment min haTorah? The answer to that is no. If you wear a four-cornered garment, then you have to put tzitzis on it. So wearing those tzitzis is like a mitzvah kiyumis rather than a mitzvah chiyumis. Another example. There is a mitzvah to put a fence around a flat roof, a market, which is the subject of a future discussion of ours. Do you have to build a house with a flat roof in order to fulfill the mitzvah of market? No. If you have a flat roof on the house, then you have to put on it a fence. So that's how the Avnei Nezer explains the mitzvah of Yeshiva Yisrael. He says, yes, there is definitely a mitzvah nowadays, both according to the Rambam and the Ramban. But he says it doesn't mean you have to drop everything suddenly and go. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, then you will be fulfilling a mitzvah of Yeshiva Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to walk Dalad Amos Eretz Yisrael, just to walk 4 cubits. But it's got to be done with the right intention. Says the Shalat Shuvas Bar Moshe, he says, that's the Debachina Rav, he says, there's definitely a mitzvah nowadays of living in Eretz Yisrael, but one should go with the right intentions, that one's going to fulfill one's mitzvahs better, and so on. Let's have a look at the second page of the handout. We got here a page from the Igros Moshe, Eben Oezer, Simon Kuf Beis, the last paragraph, which is on the left-hand side in the middle of the page, because previous to that was really another Shaila altogether. He was asked the question about if there's a mitzvah nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein writes as follows, regarding your Shaila, whether there's a mitzvah nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael, k'haramban, according to what the Ramban writes explicitly, o k'Reb Chaim b'Tosfos K'suvos, which is the Reb Chaim we quoted earlier, Daf Kuf Yud, who says there ain't no mitzvah b'zman hazeh. He says, hinei rov haposkim, most of poskim, sovri hold dehu mitzvah, that it is definitely a mitzvah. Aval poshut shein ze bizman hazeh mitzvah chiyuvis she'al haguf. It's not a personalized mitzvah of a chiyuv nowadays. De'inkein, if so, because if that would be the case, then automatically it would be forbidden to live outside Israel. It would be forbidden for us to be living in Hendon. Because if there would be such a mitzvah to say, then every single moment we're living in England, we are doing an Aveira. So he gives the example here of tzitzis as well. So where is there an issur? The issur is that once you're there, you may not leave. There is a shaila even if you may leave for a holiday once you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Because that is where the issur is. Lotzeis almanos nishkan mechutzlaitz. But if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael to live outside Eretz Yisrael, as quoting by the Rambam, Perakei, Hilchos Melachim, Halachotes, the gun came. Havada eino isur love. So just like there is no mitzvah saseh to actually go immediately and to drop everything, so he says there is no isur love alo saseh b'moyer isur gam ranshei chutzlaretz hayodah l'rambam nomar. Because if there would be an isur to live in chutzlaretz, and the Rambam would have said stam osu lishkad b'chutzlaretz, you are hereby informed that you are not allowed to live in Europe or America. Elo in Cain, unless Chazak Be'etz Yisrael Arov, that there's a famine or hardship, then he could have written it that way. You may not live in Europe unless there is a famine in Israel. He doesn't say it quite that way. Directly, Yoshua Be'etz Yisrael Yesh Isur. So then, only for those who live in Israel, there's an Isur She'osru Chachomim, which the rabbis forbade to leave. Avol mitzada asei eino chiyuvis elo kashadar shom makayim mitzvah. But when you're actually living there, yes, you are makayim a mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu crave to go to Eretz Yisrael? Gemara Sota Daf Yud Dalet. Is it just because he wanted to eat the nice fruits of the land? It was because he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah Hatzlius Baretz. So there is a mitzvah to living in Israel, and in addition to the mitzvah of living in Israel, you've got your Truma and your Maisa and so on. Mitzvah Shmita. And so the mitzvah of Yishuv is linked to the mitzvah Satlus Ba'aretz. This is Tosfos in Gittin Daf Beis. So Ritzvah says on Tosfos on Gittin Daf Beis that even if there is no mitzvah Satlus Ba'aretz, you still have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Now, I did say that I won't start with any politics, but I'm going to give you one quote which contains the word Zionism from Rav Matisyahu Solomon, who was my mashgiach in Gateshead Yeshiva, who is now in Lakewood Yeshiva. And he said to me, there is more Zionism in Shir HaMaalos B'Shuv Hashem than there is in the Hatikva. And if we do quote something from the Satmar Rebbe, who wrote in his Sefer Vayel Moshe, which they originally banned in Israel, he writes in his Sefer, if you look very carefully, that a person who is medakdik in Torah and mitzvahs is better off living in Eretz Yisrael. Because he holds that Eretz Yisrael has greater kedusha, so if you're doing a mitzvah there, you will get a greater reward. What was worrying him was, if you're doing an aveira there, you might get a greater punishment, because that is the place where the Torah is properly kept. I once learned under somebody called Rav Shimon Weiser, and he said, in addition to the fact that there is a defined mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, he said, if we look ahead and just think about the future, when Mashiach comes, there is going to be a very great busha in Klal Yisrael, a very grave embarrassment. What will this embarrassment be? Because when Mashiach finally comes, and many people are still so entrenched in Chutz Laretz, they're going to start making excuses. I can't leave now. I've still got the business to wound up. I've still got this to do. I've still got that to do. But something we've been davening for 2,000 years, suddenly people are not going to be taking the first El Al flight back to Eretz Yisrael. And he says that will be a big busha. And it's better that they come now, willingly, rather than that they should be forced when the time actually comes. I'm going to end off with a story about Rav Rabinov. Rav Rabinov, Zichrono Livracha, lived in Stamford Hill, but went afterwards to live in Eretz Yisrael. When the original Satmar Rebbe came to England, and his followers said to him, "We have no Gedolim in England," the Satmar Rebbe said to them, "Yes, you have got a Gadol in England. You've got Rav Rabinov." Rav Rabinov went on a visit to Eretz Yisrael after the state was founded, and when he came back, his Talmidim asked him, "Nu, how was it?" He said, "Oh, it was wonderful. It was just so fantastic to see so much Torah learning going on, the growth of the yeshivas." That was when there were only 4,000 yeshiva bachrim. Now there are more than 40,000 yeshiva. He said, "It's more easy to get kashrus. It's more easy to, you know, shmiras shabbos and so on. It's wonderful." He spoke about all positive things relating to keeping the Torah and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So his Talmidim asked him, "Rebbe, but what about the Chilul Shabbos? What about this and what about that?" Quoting some apparently negative things from those people who are not yet dati. So he waved his finger at them and he said, "Oh no." He said, "Look at the goodness of Yerushalayim all the days of your life." And Rav Rabinov himself went afterwards to live in Eretz Yisrael to fulfill this mitzvah. So now what we've seen in the short time that we've had is, in perspective, what the Machlokas Rishonim actually is, what the definition of the mitzvah actually is, that there is the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, but we've seen where the constraints are, and we should all be able to, speedily nowadays, to fulfill this mitzvah with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash as well. Amen.